Veterans and supporters paying respect to Canadian war veterans today, November 11, will enjoy a peaceful service at the cenotaph in front of Port Coquitlam City Hall. But beginning Monday, November 14, fencing will go up to make way for construction at Veterans Park. In March 2022, Port Coquitlam Council approved a $1.3 million project to renovate Veterans Park in front of City Hall that will include moving the cenotaph to the middle of the square and putting it on a plinth, as well as adding seating, new pavers and lighting. The new design will create safe and welcoming spaces for visitors and residents of all ages to stroll and relax, according to the city in a press release. The project will include a new entry plaza at the corner of Shaughnessy Street and McAllister Avenue, accessible pathways criss-crossing the park for improved pedestrian access, seat walls, furniture and open lawn spaces, new lighting, trees and planting beds, clear, unobstructed lines of sight through the park, a prominent new location for the cenotaph in the central plaza, in consultation with Royal Canadian Legion Branch 133, a new sidewalk on Shaughnessy Street fronting the park. The iconic clock tower will stay. Construction impacts. Construction is anticipated to be substantially completed by March and Veterans Park will be closed throughout the project. Crews will be working from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday to Friday. Pedestrian access to City Hall, the City Hall annex and adjacent businesses will be maintained, although alternate routes will be required at all times. Entrance to City Hall from the main doors off Lee Square or McAllister Avenue will be maintained as long as possible. The city thanks the public in advance for their patience with access changes and other anticipated construction impacts, such as noise, dust, potential traffic delays and increased truck traffic on Donald Street and the lane surrounding Lee Square, the release reads. For everyone's safety, drivers and passers-by are urged to respect barriers, signs and the direction of traffic control personnel. The city and the contractor will be working to keep disruptions to a minimum. Plans include notifying nearby businesses, residents and the Port Coquitlam Business Improvement Association, POCO-BIA, installing open for business signs in the area and encouraging construction workers to visit local shops and restaurants, posting of signs showing pedestrian detours and access routes, relocating fencing along Shaughnessy Street to restore pedestrian access once paving of the new sidewalk is completed. Information about the project can be found in the Veterans Park section at portcoquitlam.ca/downtown. Downtown revitalization. The improvements to Veterans Park were initially planned to begin this summer, but were moved to fall to give the city time to re-tender the project after the initial bids did not meet project requirements. The new timeline for the Veterans Park improvements means the work will more closely dovetail with other aspects of the city's broader downtown revitalization plan, including upgrades to the Civic Center such as Lee Square and a Donald Pathway extension. Port Coquitlam is expected to provide an update on the downtown revitalization program next week and the overall capital program later this month. In order to reduce the impact of the highly competitive construction market and supply chain issues, and to safeguard taxpayers, the city amended a few capital projects this year and pursuing of additional provincial or federal grant opportunities. Port Coquitlam will continue to keep the community updated through its social media channels and portcoquitlam.ca/capitalprojects, the release stated.